Welcome to episode two.
We're back and better than ever.
We're back a week later. I feel like it'll be a weekly thing, hopefully.
We'll see.
TBD on Ben's work schedule.
Yeah.
That's really what messes us up.
Yeah.
And yeah, because we have to do it after Charlie goes to bed. So it's if Ben's home.
Yeah, it's a very limited window.
But anyways. All right, let's go.
I'm sick right now and I'm very upset.
Ben's so dramatic when he's sick, for real.
Well, I'm just
No, the stereotype of guys being so dramatic when they're sick is so
I'm
true.
annoyed because I just was sick and then I was just getting over it. Literally today, I was driving home from work at like 5 p.m. and I was like, wow, my throat doesn't hurt at all. This is great. I get home, eat dinner. Suddenly my throat's feeling terrible.
You're fine.
I don't know what happened in that 1 hour, but now I think I got sick again.
At least it's just a sore throat. The worst
Yeah, for
is
now,
the.
until tomorrow when I wake up and oh, suddenly I got a runny nose, and then I got a runny nose
That's
for
not
2 days.
even bad. Honestly, it sucks in the moment, but the worst is throwing up or
Well,
headache. Headache is brutal. What?
headache does suck, but I don't know. If it was, well, it depends how bad the headache is.
Yeah, like a
But I feel like,
migraine's pretty
but I feel like
bad.
headaches you can take medicine for. This, I don't know.
Not a migraine. You must have never had a
That's true. I
migraine.
did one time.
Or
It did suck.
constipation. That's really, really
Okay, it's getting rather personal.
bad.
Throwing up though is definitely by far the worst.
Yeah. Unless if it's one and done, it's fine, but it's when it's repetitive and you're on the floor that gets really, really rough.
I feel like I've only ever had it one and done, like if I was drinking, or the one time when I ate a bunch of blackberries and my friend was sleeping over in like 7th grade, and then I woke up and I was like, I think I have to throw up. And then I went upstairs and I threw up a bunch and it was like blackberry colored.
Yeah.
And then I went back to bed. And then when I woke up the next morning, my teeth had that like chalky feel in them.
Do you think it was just too many berries? That's gonna be Charlie. Like yesterday,
No,
all he ate was
I
berries.
think they were bad or something. I didn't actually eat that many. It was like one of those like small containers.
You have bear if a bear's in the wild and they eat like bad berries, you think they throw up?
Yeah.
You think so?
Feel like it's your body's reaction to, but they probably have stronger stomachs for that stuff.
Yeah. All
I
right.
don't know.
What topic did you prepare?
All right, my topic is it's a classic one,
Mine's a
so I think you'll
classic.
enjoy it.
Okay.
It's high school stereotypes and what type of pop they would be.
Oh,
You know
okay.
how people always do that on
Like
like
a jock?
podcasts?
No, I've never seen that.
Everyone does this.
Oh, okay.
So I have six topics. Do you want me to
So are
like?
you copying or is this
No,
original?
I was joking. Like, no, I doubt anyone's ever done
Oh.
this. It seems very niche.
This
there's
is fun.
six things. Do you want me to tell you them all up front, or like go one by one?
I
You
think
just
we just
gotta
need
do it.
one by one.
All right. Well, I know them all, obviously.
What do you mean? You know, you just came up
No,
with them
no,
already?
no. I know the six
Oh, okay, yeah, just
high school
okay. One at a
stereotypes.
time. And it's any soda.
Okay, any pop.
A
Jock.
jock? Ooh. A jock. Ooh, I
Wait.
think root beer.
Root beer
Yeah.
for a jock?
Jock.
Root beer?
Like something about it. It's like masculine.
I could kind of see it because there's beer in the name.
Maybe that's it.
I was
Root
kind of thinking
beer.
like classic Coke, but
I
maybe.
honestly, Coke was the first that came to mind, I will say. But it just felt a little too basic for a jock. I needed like
Yeah,
something a
I
little
agree.
more
All right, we'll go root
rooted.
beer. Root beer. I can agree with that.
You don't have to write it down.
I'm gonna write them
The
down. Next one is nerd.
nerd. Oh, the nerd and soda. Okay, fine. Squirt.
I was gonna say squirt too.
And
I was gonna say squirt too. I also thought of orange
maybe it's,
pop.
I think I was just saying squirt like that.
Yeah. No, honestly, that was the first
Honestly,
thing
though,
that came
I
to
want to be
mind.
the nerd. I love Squirt
Squirt
is
is
the
the
best,
best.
so like best
Yeah,
ever.
I do love Squirt. Next one, goth.
Goth, trying to be different.
I gotta think for a sec. Don't tell me because I don't want you to influence me.
I gotta think too, man.
I think I've got mine, but it's not great.
That's how I kind of feel about mine. Let me do a little more thinking. Dr. Pepper? Were you
No.
gonna say Cherry Coke?
I was gonna say grape soda.
Like purple pop?
Yeah, maybe just because it's dark. Well,
I
so is
was
all pop, but.
trying to think something different. I don't know.
What did you say, Cherry Coke?
I was thinking, yeah.
Nah, I feel like that's not like. That's like pretty much basic, but like just a little different.
Okay, cream soda?
Cream soda is like
Okay. Like
happy.
lollipop?
Yeah,
Okay.
no.
I don't know a goth then. Maybe our listeners can let us know a goth pop.
You don't like grape?
Not really. It seems too cheery.
Grape. I feel like grape's not very cheery. Orange is cheery. Red's cheery.
Cherry, I don't know. I'm gonna stick with Cherry Coke.
All right.
What's the next one?
Stoner.
Stoner? A stoner, bro? Dude, I don't know why I'm drawing a blank. Can you name off some pops?
Sprite, Burners, Mountain Dew,
Maybe Verner should be the
Dr.
goth.
Pepper. I can, yeah, I
A
actually like
Verner is the
that.
goth.
Yeah, I like that.
Can you keep. Wait, what was it? Stoner.
Stoner.
A stoner. I don't know. What's your thought? This one's hard for me.
Is Orange Pop too cheery?
Yeah.
You think? More mellow yellow?
Is that a soda?
Yeah,
Oh.
it's I feel like it's kind of like old, or maybe it's big like in other states. We'll do Mellow Yellow just based off name.
I don't even know what that
It's
is.
kind of like Mountain Dew a little
A
bit.
stoner, maybe Mountain
I feel
Dew.
like I've had it like
Maybe
once.
that is Mountain Dew, but Mountain Dew.
Just because you say in that voice doesn't make
Okay.
it right. I no, I feel like Mountain Dew is too hype, like too much caffeine and sugar. Like,
I personally think Mountain Dew.
all right, well, I'm doing Mellow Yellow, which is basically Mountain Dew.
What's the last one? Or is this the fifth one?
We have three more.
Three more. Oh my God.
Artsy.
Artsy.
Oh, I got
What is
mine.
it?
I think this one's Cherry Coke.
Oh no, Vanilla Coke.
Oh, Vanilla Coke. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's like a Coke flavor. Like they
Artsy.
want to be just like a little different, you
Yeah,
know?
like yeah.
Yeah.
A little spin on something. I like that.
Vanilla Coke?
Yeah.
Okay. Then
Or Diet Coke.
Diet
I feel
Coke.
like all the girl like cool girls are into Diet Coke these days.
What cool girls are you hanging out with?
I don't know. Mary?
Okay. This one is hyper. Like the kid is a little much. I
Like an
guess
annoying
I'm
kid?
thinking, yeah, more like this is less like a high school
I think that would be
stereotype.
orange soda.
I could agree. I was gonna say
Like some
Sprite.
stains around his mouth.
I was gonna say Sprite, but
No,
I'll go
wait,
with
what's the
orange.
last category?
Theater.
I wish you would have done like Valley Girl because I was totally thinking Sprite.
That would be good.
But for
We
theater,
can add that in as an honorary
a
selection.
theater kid, LaCroix.
LaCroix for a theater kid? No, I feel like it's got to be more. Like cream soda, I think, would be
Okay,
good
let's do
for a
cream soda.
theater
That's
kid. Okay.
good. Well, that was your topic?
Yeah.
That was fun.
So we have the jock is root beer, the nerd is squirt, goth is Verner's, stoners are mellow yellow
No,
or
our
Mountain
cherry. Oh,
Dew.
Monday.
The artsy one is vanilla coke. The hyper kid is orange pop. Theater is cream soda. Honorary mention, Valley Girl, which is not
Sprite.
really a high school stereotype.
Or just like
But
maybe like the
I,
popular girl.
yeah,
She's
Sprite.
drinking Sprite.
Yeah, I think that is good.
Yay, fun topic.
All right.
All
Now you.
right, mine, I have a couple, but they're all. I'll try not to really go on my phone a lot because for audio purposes. I don't know why, but I chose a general category for my topic as spice.
Like girls or
Well, that leads me into my questions.
okay.
My first question
If it's
is.
to name the Spice Girls, I don't know
No, no, no.
them.
My first question was just what are your.
Sassy.
No, that's not the question.
Isn't that one of
Ben, no.
them?
That's my old email, sassybeck23@gmail.com.
Was it because of Sassy Spice?
Sassy spice is not a thing.
What are their names?
I'm not going to tell you because that leads to, that's other questions.
So it is about the Spice Girls.
No, the first question is your top three spices. What are your favorite spices?
Oh, top three spices. Are we counting salt and pepper?
If they're important enough to you.
Okay.
So yes.
I mean, salt, I think, has got to be like the number one for everyone just because it's in so many foods. I think I can do without pepper. I don't feel that needs to be in my top three. Otherwise, it's tough. I like the cayenne pepper or paprika a lot.
Ooh.
It's tricky.
I feel like you're more of a cayenne guy.
I think so too, but I feel like paprika is maybe a little more versatile.
Right.
I don't know. Well, are these the only spice I can have? Like, I can't have.
It's not that deep. It's just your favorites, like your top three. Yeah, but I mean, guess you could think of it like, yeah, if you could only have three spices on your rack,
Okay, fine.
what are they gonna
Cayenne
be?
pepper, salt.
What about lemon
No lemon pepper.
pepper?
Cayenne pepper, salt, and like I want to say cinnamon, but I don't even eat cinnamon that much.
Oh,
So I feel
cinnamon's
like
gotta be there.
you
Oh,
think? What do you even put it on
yes.
other than ice cream?
Ice cream,
Go
squash,
on.
cinnamon. I don't know. It's like banana, peanut butter concoction, cinnamon.
Okay, for one of your three spices, the only utilities are eating
rice pudding.
ice cream, squash, rice pudding, and banana peanut butter concoctions.
There's other things I can't think of. Ooh, like when I would make that apple pie dessert where I'd do like apple crumble kinda. There's a lot of cinnamon
Yeah,
in that.
no,
Snickerdoodle
those are
cookies.
good. For my third one, I'd probably do like maybe like garlic powder.
Did you say salt? Okay, yeah.
Salt, cayenne pepper, and garlic
I
powder.
had the same thing, except not cayenne, cinnamon. So salt, cinnamon, garlic pepper, or garlic powder. Even though, to be honest, I don't even know what it tastes like. I feel like every recipe like calls for garlic powder.
It tastes like garlic, but like if you were to like
Shut up.
distill it down to a powder.
Okay, but I'm not an idiot. I feel like when you use it in stuff, it doesn't taste like, I don't really know
Yeah.
what it contributes.
Yeah. I do a little bit because one time I was making like jank garlic bread where you put like butter and then garlic
One
powder.
time you used to do it a lot.
Well, no, but this one time I put like way too much garlic powder and it was very garlic powdery.
Okay. Back into my
Name in the Spice
topic.
Girls.
No.
Okay.
Spies, however you want to say it, is my topic. My second question is your favorite Spice Girl.
Well, you have to name them for me because I don't know them.
Well, now you're testing me. There's Baby Spice,
Baby.
Sporty Spice.
Sporty Spice. Are you sure Sassy is not one of them?
I'm sure. Baby Sporty. Babies? No, I don't want to Google it. Baby Sporty.
How many are there? Four?
I think there's five.
Five. Oh my God. We're never getting them. I'll
What?
Google.
You gotta Google them. I feel like I should know this. Baby. It's always a little before my time. Baby Sporty.
All right. Let's
That's all I
see.
got. What are they? Victoria Beckham's one.
Okay. We've got Mel B is Scary Spice.
Scary.
Melanie C is Sporty Spice.
Scary sporty.
Emma Bunton is Baby Spice.
Scary sporty baby.
People might hate me for this. Is it Jerry or Jerry?
I don't
It's
know.
Gerri. Gary? I assume it's Jerry.
Jury.
I feel like it's Jerry. It could be Jerry. It's probably Jerry. I can't imagine
Doesn't
it's
matter. What's her
Gary.
stage name?
Ginger Spice. And Victoria Beckham
Oh.
is Posh Spice.
Ginger, I want to be posh. My favorite's posh.
Just like name wise, scary. Why would you want yours to be Scary Spice? That sucks. Sporty Spice, Baby Spice, Ginger Spice.
Okay, what's your favorite one?
I kind of am drawn to Baby Spice.
Okay, she's blonde.
Oh, what's? Oh, I'm
Isn't
looking at a
she?
picture. I don't know. Oh, from left to right, Mel C, Victoria Beckham, Gary, Mel B, and Emma Bunton.
Okay, moving on in this category of spies or spies, however you want to pronounce it. Trivia, can you tell me the five spices in pumpkin pie spice?
Answer no.
Can you try?
Yes. In pumpkin pie spice?
There's five spices that make up pumpkin pie
Okay.
spice.
I'm gonna say cinnamon, clove.
Yes, I feel like that's
Oh
kind of like a deep cut.
yeah. Cumin.
No.
Okay. I feel like I don't know any others that are in
You got clove, but you can't
there.
name
Is
it.
allspice in there?
Yeah.
I feel like all the. What's in
I
allspice?
don't know, but it doesn't
Okay.
matter. Cinnamon, clove, allspice. There's two more.
Cinnamon, clove, allspice, salt? Cinnamon, clove, allspice. I mean, I can't even think of any other spices.
Think of like fall. Ooh, I'm gonna have a latte.
Thyme.
No. I have a latte and I'm gonna put these spices to make it taste fally.
Bergamot.
Is that a spice?
No, it's like what's in Earl Grey tea, I think.
Okay, any guesses?
No.
Nutmeg. I feel like that's pretty
That's what I
easy.
meant when I said cumin. I get those
Well, it's
mixed up.
not the same.
What is cumin?
What we put in that chili.
I just feel like I need to taste these.
And the last one's ginger.
Okay.
And those five spices make up
I
the top five.
honestly get nutmeg and cumin mixed up. I feel like they
Who
look
else do you
similar.
get mixed up?
Who
Or what
else?
else? Who else? Cameron Diaz and who? Reese Witherspoon?
No.
Oh.
Gwyneth
Okay.
Cameron Diaz. So I can't even think of what the. Okay, I can. They're both just like blonde and like from the same
Like
era.
50.
And like they just kind of like
Pretty.
play similar characters, I feel like. I get
Yeah.
them mixed up. I get.
Not Gwyneth Paltrow, though. She's a different vibe.
That's what?
Cameron and Reese.
I'm not talking about Reese.
Oh, you're
I'm talking
talking
about
about.
Gwyneth Paltrow and Cameron Diaz.
Oh, I feel like Gwyneth Paltrow is way more serious than drinks bone broth.
Well, you're just thinking of her recently. I don't really know actually that much about either of them. I just know that I get them a little mixed up.
You know who also can kind of group in with this? From Regis and Kelly. Kelly.
I don't know what Kelly looks like that well. I've
She looks
definitely.
like Reese.
I've definitely. Reese is not a
She
part of his.
looks like Reese and Cameron.
I definitely have seen her, but I just can't picture her face. I get also Pontiac and Plymouth mixed up.
Okay.
For all of our local listeners, they're not actually very
I get
similar, but just the
Missouri
P's.
and Minnesota mixed up. I've told you that before.
That one's just way off. I feel like I don't get those mixed up at all.
I do.
I get.
Anything else?
No, I think those are my main
Okay.
ones.
So again, my category of questions was spice.
Okay, you keep saying it like that, so is there a
Yeah, what
spy question?
are the three spice names from Totally Spies?
I couldn't tell you one.
I'm
Are they
sure that
regular names?
the listeners could. Totally Spies, that Cartoon Network
Yeah,
game, there was a red spy, a green
there's
spy,
also a
and a yellow
show.
spy. Well, and a show, but most people know it for the Cartoon Network game where you have to escape the mall brawl.
I've played it with you. Are they like regular names?
Yes, two of them are regular, one's funny.
Christine.
No, okay, you're just guessing. The
Yeah.
green one, she was the ginger hair, she was cool. She was like the one you wanted to be if you wanted to be a spy.
Michiko.
Sam.
Okay. All right,
Sam.
yeah, close.
Then the red one, blonde, short hair, probably people's second favorite. She was okay, so if I had to compare these to like Powerpuff Girls, Sam, the green one, was
This is
like
not helping.
Blossom.
Okay, this isn't really helping
The
because I don't know
blonde
Powerpuff
red
Girls that
spy
well.
was like Bubbles. So what do you think her name
What's the
was?
bad guy's name in that
I just,
Powerpuff Girls?
oh, I don't know.
Isn't it like Moodoo Boo Boo or something?
I don't know, but I'm asking you the red Totally
Sorry.
Spies spy name.
Pam. But maybe the rhyme. Like Sam, Pam, and then
No,
like.
Clover, which is funny because it's a spice. Isn't that, didn't they do that on purpose?
No, I don't think they're like spies.
Clover. And then the last one, Alex, she was the yellow one. She was kind of like Buttercup, where it's like, okay, no one really wants to be Buttercup in Powerpuff Girls, but like they needed a third one.
Yeah, I don't really know them
Her
that
name was
well.
Alex. So that's not really for Ben, but for the listeners out there, if you remember Totally Spies and you loved it, Sam, Clover, and Alex. And obviously everyone wanted to be Sam. She was like the main one.
I can guarantee out of our 20 listeners that at the most one person knows even a single name from Totally Spies.
To be
No.
honest, I didn't remember the names, but I did love the Cartoon Network game.
I used to watch cartoons on Saturday morning. And then this one show would come on. Or no, not this one show. There's a couple. A lot of very girly cartoons that would come on. They had Bratz that would come on, which was the
Ooh.
worst. And then they also had the Winx Club, which I feel like was like I don't even know. It was like fairies or something weird. When these would come on, I would get upset. These and when Reba would come on in the afternoon, the TV would go
But would
off.
you get mad if a VHS was put into the VHS player and it was Ferngully 2?
That
Which is.
sounds like a specific situation that you've.
No, because you're saying you didn't like the spy cartoon or the fairy cartoon, but it was a fairy movie.
Well, it's not like I didn't like fairies in general. It was just the show. I was like, I don't want to see this. Ferngully 2, I don't. I feel like I actually have seen it. You've told me about it like many, many,
It's
many
really good.
times.
It's so good.
Is that the one where they're chopping down the forest, or is that Ferngully 1?
Honestly, I don't really remember the plot. I just remember that there's these fairies and they like are at a carnival for some reason.
Okay.
Yeah, I couldn't really tell. Oh no, and then all the animals get captured in cages. Remember that? And
You
then
talking about
they
Wicked?
No.
No.
No, they get captured in cages and then for some reason yeah, I gotta rewatch it.
So this isn't the one where they're chopping down the forest.
No, it probably is. I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't know if I ever saw Ferngully 1. I think I might have
I
just
don't
saw
know
the
if I ever
second
saw
one.
either of them, really.
Ferngully was so good.
The bad guy, for those wondering, in Powerpuff Girls was Mojo.
Mojo Jojo. Did you ever watch Powerpuff Girls?
No, that's what I was saying. I don't really know
Do
it. I, in case you didn't know, didn't have cable growing up.
you ever. You know I did, but I wasn't supposed to. They just never shut it off. We didn't pay for
Still.
it. Did you ever watch Ed, Edd n Eddy?
I didn't have cable growing
I don't know if that was on cable.
up. It was on Cartoon Network.
Ed, Edd n
And you
Eddy?
know damn well it
So
was.
how are you watching Saturday morning cartoons if you didn't have cable?
They had non-cable cartoons, except the sick, sickening part about it was that any shows that were like good would get snatched away to cable. Like this was, I feel like this was like the minor leagues.
Oh.
Where I remember, I've told you this before, the show Cubix came out. I doubt anybody else remembers. It was only on for like one season, and then it got snatched away to cable. Never saw it again. It was like my favorite
I'm
show.
sure other people saw it on cable.
Yeah, probably. It was like my favorite show. I had a little Cubix robot, and it got snatched away to cable. So I feel, yeah, I feel like it was kind of like the minor leagues where they come and they see how these shows do, and then off to cable.
Did you see Miss Rachel is leaving? I don't know if she's leaving YouTube, but she's going on Netflix.
On Netflix?
She's worth so much money
Oh, on Netflix?
on Netflix.
How much do you think they're paying her?
I don't know. She's worth millions.
I bet. But I'm just saying, do you think this is a wise decision? I feel like maybe doing your own like independent thing is better. I don't know.
Don't know. Yeah.
She should like make her own app.
She has like merch and stuff. She's toys.
Yeah.
Good for her. She seems like a really good person.
As far as you know.
I think she is.
She could be a murderer, you'd never know.
Any other topics?
Is that the end of your spies
Spies.
topic?
Yeah, but I'm trying to think. Anything else top of mind this week?
No.
End of January.
End of January.
End of
Nothing really.
trauma. Your
No.
trauma month.
Nothing too exciting going on.
Same.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's call it there.
All right.
Thank you for listening.
See you guys next
See
week.
you next week. Bye.